We are very happy to announce that the world has met one of the Millennium Development Goals, the one related to access to sustainable sources of safe drinking water.
Dr. Maria Neira, Director of Public Health and Environment at the World Health Organization, WHO, speaking in Geneva on Tuesday. In 2000, world leaders gathered in New York committed themselves to meeting 8 Millennium Development Goals, known as MDGs, to eradicate poverty, fight diseases, and improve people's lives by 2015. Dr. Maria Neira again.
The good news is that by 2010, 89% of the global population had access to improved sources of drinking water. This is certainly a very positive information as we are reaching this target 5 years in advance. As you know, the Millennium Development Goal, the objective was to halve the proportion of people without sustainable access to safe drinking water by 2015.
But not all is good news, as Sanjay Wijesekera, Chief of Water, Sanitation and Hygiene at the UN Children's Fund in New York, explains.
The numbers are sobering. There are still 187 million people in the world, that's about three times the population of the United Kingdom, who still have no other option but to draw water directly from rivers, lakes, ponds, without any kind of treatment. And many people have to walk, say, about 30 minutes to collect water.
In the area of sanitation, the situation is really bad, according to Dr. Neira of WHO.
In fact, probably we will not be meeting this target even by 2015. And today in the world, we have a very important number of people who are still missing access to sanitation. And among those very negative news, we have 1.1 billion people which are still practicing the open defecation.
Dr. Wijesekera of UNICEF says the provision of sanitation is a challenge, even in countries that are expected to do better.
And open defecation occurs even in those regions where there has been a lot of progress, such as Northern Africa and Eastern Asia. And yet we know that things can be done about this. Rwanda, for example, provided improved sanitation to 3.6 million people since 1995. That's 34% of its current population. So it is possible to do something about it.
As United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has put it, an important target has been reached, but the work cannot stop here. The next step, he has stressed, must be to target the most difficult to reach, the poorest and the most disadvantaged across the world. Derek Mbata, United Nations.